With SRN News, I'm Bernie Bennett. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu meets with President Donald Trump today at the White House. It comes after his UN speech Friday, which he defended his nation's determination to crush Hamas in Gaza. Netanyahu said late yesterday that Israel is working on a new ceasefire plan with the White House, but details are still being sorted out. In today's White House meeting, President Trump is expected to share a new proposal to end the conflict. Military affairs analyst Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis tells SRN News that the U.S. is also feeling international pressure from for Israel to stop the ongoing military operations in Gaza.
The U.S. Looks somewhat complicit as it continues to support the ongoing campaign. So I suspect that, you know, we're going to end up seeing some sort of pressure from Washington to Jerusalem to kind of back out, to be determined.
McGinnis tells SRN News that Israel's window to achieve its military goals is closing.
The IDF has every intention of destroying as much of Hamas that remains on the ground. Unfortunately, it continues to be able to recruit and to backfill its losses. So, the international pressure is not going to wane at all.
Democratic and Republican congressional leaders are heading to the White House this afternoon in a late effort to avoid a government shutdown, but both sides have shown little interest or little effort and willingness to budge on their position. If government funding legislation is not passed by Congress and signed by President Trump on Tuesday night, many government offices will be temporarily shuttered and non-exempt federal employees will be furloughed. The deadline ends on September 30th. The House of Representatives is not scheduled to come back until the end of this month. This is SRN News. A Florida school district abandons its witchcraft classes.
As a result of parental concern, joined with the Christian legal firm Liberty Counsel, West Orange High School has ceased what it called its weekly Witchy Wednesday video series, aired school-wide during the midweek morning announcements. It was produced by students to provide what they called religious instruction on various witchcraft rituals. Liberty Counsel's Matt Staver says, "We commend Orange County Public Schools for taking action to discontinue the Witchy Wednesday video segments. Witchcraft and teaching students how to cast occultic spells have no place in government schools." George Williams, SRN News.
Ireland is in a struggle over abortion. Life News reports that Dr. Niall Muldoon is calling for an urgent investigation into the treatment of babies born alive in Irish hospitals following abortion procedures, specifically if they're examining reports that 12 babies were born alive after abortion in 2022 and died soon afterwards, and that from 2019 on, this has been a problem. This is SRN News. An ex-Marine smashed a pickup truck into a church in Michigan on Sunday, opened fire and set the building ablaze during a crowded Sunday service, and then he was fatally shot by police. Correspondent Jennifer King has more.
The ATF says suspected explosive devices were found, but it's not clear if any were used in the attack. Michigan State Police Lieutenant Kim Vetter said bomb threats were made at other churches in the area, but no bombs were found. Investigators were searching the site of the fire and the ex-Marine's residence looking for clues. FBI Detroit Special Agent Reuben Coleman.
It is investigating this as an act of targeted violence.
I'm Jennifer King.
The attacker was identified as Thomas Jacob Sanford, who served in the Marines and was from a nearby town. The police said that the man got out of his pickup truck and started shooting, apparently using gas to start the fire. This is SRN News.